Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
And they're off. Look at that speed, that style, that weight. What's that behind the pace car?
It's a cargo trailer from TC Trailers, and it's rushing the competition in storage value and sheer trailer goodness.
TC Trailers has over 300 trailers on the lot. Haulers, goosenecks, concessions, everything but the checkered flag.
Need a pit stop? TC's got full in-house repair shop, parts store, and financing that'll have you back on track faster than a tire change.
Zoom over to tc-trailers.com or cruise out to State Road 28 East of Frankfort. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierLandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Hi, it's Jenny from your local Big Deal store. If you run a business and are looking for a fun and creative way to market it, Big Deals might just be a great fit. Imagine a radio marketing program that allows you to trade for your advertising schedule. Interested? Give us a shout and see for yourself.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
The roar of the NTT IndyCar Series is back.
Graham Rahal will overtake the lead. Powers by Alex Palou for that lead.
Oh, he stalls. He stalls. They had to restart Felix Rosenquist.
Alex Palou looked to the inside, and he got around Graham Rahal.
Listen to the NTT IndyCar Series on the road course at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Live this Saturday on this IndyCar Radio Network station.
Listen to NTT IndyCar Series Racing on AM 1570, 96.9 FM, WILO, and Boone 102.7. WILO is proud to partner with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network to bring you all the excitement of IndyCar racing. Join us this Saturday at 4 p.m. for the IMS Road Course Race, brought to you in part by Big O Tire in Lebanon, Marchand's Window Tinting, City of Frankfort Parks Department, Shoop's Country Foods, Wampler Services Incorporated, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, City of Frankfort Community Development, Colligan Water of Clinton and Boone Counties, Jerry's Body Shop, Esserman Best One Tire and Auto, VFW Post 1110, Martin Automotive Group, and TC Trailer.
That song always puts me in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I want to keep you in a good mood.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 Party Line. Thanks to Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, and at TC Trailers. The online telecast at HoosierLandTV.com, that's brought to you by Mann Chevrolet, GMC in Delphi, Jerry's Body Shop, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Braden Business Systems, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110, Marchand's Window Tinting, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, The Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoops, Big O Tires, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoops Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center.
On the line right now is Mayor Judy Sheets. Hi, Mayor. How are you?
Hi. I am great today. I'm waiting for the sunshine.
Yeah, we're all waiting for a little
say, aren't we all? Well, happy Mother's Day, by the way. Mother's Day being this weekend.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Are you doing anything special?
No, No big plans. I'm sure I'll spend time with my daughter and my grandkids. That's what we usually do. But right now, nothing big's going on.
Well, come on, Joe. You need to step it up.
No pressure. Wow.
I can do that, though, because I've known him for years since we were kids. But, you know, a lot going on the month of May. But I did want to touch just a tiny bit. Yesterday you had National Day of Prayer, and I wanted to talk about that just a tiny bit. And what does it mean to you to be able to do that and bring all the community ministries together, you know, here in Frankfort?
You know, I'm always so excited to have this at Old Stoney. The Ministerial Association actually plans that. Kevin Alber is the one that is in charge of that, and then we provide, you know, some snacks. But I think it is so good to see our community come together and to pray, you know, for, like, our law enforcement, our families, our children, our schools, you know, everyone in our community we include in these prayers. And I think right now, you know, with circumstances the way they are in our nation, you know, our state, locally, that it's so important. I mean, we all need to, you know, raise our communities up to God and ask for his guidance and wisdom.
Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets is our guest on Party Line today. If you have questions or comments, at 659-3338. And we coming up on Tuesday, we have another Muffins with the Mayor. Is anything in particular we're going to talk about there? We're going to be at the park this time. Is that correct?
That's right. We're going back to the Parks Department at the concession stand. So I'm excited about that. The concession stand is so nice. The Parks Department, you know, has worked very hard to renovate it and to keep it up. So I'm excited to be back out at the parks. But I do appreciate the library letting us have it there as well, to have it inside more, you know, where it's a little warmer. And it was very good to have it in the basement there. Harry's Coffee Shop, I think they call it. So, yep. Yeah, we're excited that they let us be there. But we're looking forward to the concession stands. I love to see the community come out. That is the perfect time for them to come out and ask questions, see what's going on in our community. We have so much going on right now. And my department has always given a report as well, so it gives them the opportunity to find out what's going on in each department or if they have any questions or concerns. I mean, we're open for, you know, any discussions, concerns, anything.
Well, and I think that's one of the things that I appreciate the most. And, you know, I don't live in the city, but if I did, this would be where I'd want to be because of your openness and the fact that you expect that from your complete staff, from all your department heads.
Exactly.
I mean, it starts at the top and works its way down, that's a full transparency all the way around. And I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I have a great team, and they know that's who I am and how I am, you know, that everything is transparent, whatever our public needs to know, our citizens, that we're open to that. I mean, I have great department heads. Well, there's great employees in the city of Frankfort, let's face it. It's just amazing, the employees and the departments that we have and the work that they do for our community.
With the warm weather coming up, if we ever get there, let's face it, but, you know, eventually we will. What's some of the things on your bucket list that you are looking forward to for the city?
You know, some of the things that I look forward to, of course, are the concerts that we're going to be having at Prairie Creek Park. I think it's awesome that we're able to provide these concerts free of charge to our citizens. You know, they can come down there, listen to some good music. We usually have some good food trucks down there. So I think that's something that's exciting. You know, it doesn't cost anything for our citizens, but yet they can have a night of family time, entertainment. Also, we look forward to our Parks Department getting ready for the summer. They've been working hard, and our Aquatic Center is going to be opening soon. So there's just a lot of things going on. You know, I just want our community to take advantage of these things that are happening. We have, you know, we have our tune nights, we have our concerts, we have all sorts of things that are going on that they could attend. You know, pretty soon it'll be the hot dog festival. And I mean, we've always got something going on in Frankfort. So that's what I look forward to, just to be out in the community and to be able to interact with the citizens. And I think they appreciate it. I really do. You know, I have a lot of people tell me how much they appreciate what goes on in Frankfort.
Well, and I think you brought up a good point. Everybody's always saying, oh, there's nothing to do, nothing to do. The heck? I mean, check the calendar, see what's going on at all the different areas of the city. And I know renovations at Circle Park, there's been some there, and they went out and groups came out and helped clean up Circle Park and do volunteer work at the other parks as well. And then you're going to be doing the basketball courts at the TPA park.
Yes. So, you know, we're trying to make improvements. Everything that we are trying to do is so costly, so we have to be sure, you know, with our budget and being able to afford to do that. But I think the basketball courts are something that definitely need to be done, so I'm excited to get those going. And then also, I know they've been working on repairing some of the playground equipment. They've been doing mulching. Of course, mowing's always a big thing, and like you kind of said, when it gets warmer and we can trust it, they're going to start putting the flowers out. So that's exciting, too. I always think it looks so beautiful when we have our flowers.
I do. It's a little thing, but I love to see the flowers down there. I know it does brighten my day, to be honest with you. 659-3338 if you have questions or comments for Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets, who is our guest on Party Line today. And the data center, we haven't heard any more about that right now. But I'm wondering, what are we doing to kind of continue to try and attract new business to come to the Frankfort area?
You know, we have people approach us as well. You know, I'm going to guess between Kimberly and myself, we probably get 4 or 5 calls a week. People
are
interested, you know, do you have any empty buildings? What land do you have available? You know, and they just want to know what's going on in our community. And, you know, if it's something that would be a good fit for us. And Shane Sheridan as well with the Chamber and Economic Development, he works hard with people to try to get them interested in coming to Frankfort. So we work throughout the weeks, the days, whatever it is, to make sure that we're a community that they'll want to come to. We also have the newly formed PIP. It's probably been about a year now that was formed, and we meet quarterly now. And it is county elected officials, city elected officials, and Shan. And we're always having people reach out to us and, you know, different ideas of what people might want to come here. So, we're always working on that. You know, we all know that someday probably development's going to happen out on 28 West. We just want to make sure it's a good fit for our community.
What are they looking for in a community? And are we able to provide? I mean, I know we have some things, and maybe we don't have some things that bigger cities, you know, we're close to Indianapolis and Lafayette. But what are they looking for when you talk to those folks?
You know, I think a lot of that's good for us here in Clinton County is we have a lot of land that's available, you know, and people willing to sell their land and to help with that development, you know, as we move out. Also, we have our utilities already ran out on 28 West, which I think that's a huge advantage for us. And the new fire department's going to be really helpful as well. You know, another good thing, because if you're going to come here with a business, with an industry, or whether it's a subdivision, whatever it is, you have that fire protection right there. So there's things that we're doing that we're prepared, you know, for development, and I think that should be attractive to others. I know many times they want to come here and they also want to know, you know, do we have any incentives? Do we have any abatements? Do we have anything like that? Of course, they would have to work if it's county property with the county and then also with the city council. But, you know, I think we're open for anything that, you know, would want to come this way and talk to them and work with them. And I'm just excited to see the development in that area.
Would you require somebody to come in? I know when we talk to some of the commissioners, they're, you know, they say, well, you need to be able to pony up some money. And I agree with that, to be honest with you. Is that somewhat of a requirement as well that you would have in the back of your mind that if you want to come to this community, you know, you're not just going to get everything for free to come here? Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, if they come here, they want some sort of an abatement. That's something that they would have to have between themselves and the city council. So, you know, that's one of the big things a lot of people want is an abatement. Or, you know, what kind of services do you provide? Or do you have the utilities that we will need? And, you know, right now we're in good shape out in that area. So I think that's something that would attract people as well.
With this being National Small Business Week, what's some of the things that the city does to help our small businesses that are already here?
You know, I feel like that the city promotes our small businesses throughout the year, but, you know, particularly during this week, you know, we'll put things on social media. You know, we encourage people, you know, every chance that we get to support our small businesses. But that's something that I've always loved, is our small businesses always have supported them and have wanted others to support them as well. And I think that's important, because if we're going to keep these small businesses, we have to be the ones that are going to support them. They have to be able to stay here. You know, they have to be able to afford it. So, like I said, it's Small Business Week, but I always support the small businesses year-round.
Well, and I think Prairie Creek Park is a big part of that, because you hold so many events down there that people have the opportunity to check out, especially downtown. Check out all the small businesses downtown, and hopefully they're taking advantage of that opportunity as well with all the crowds that come to those events.
You know, we have a good variety downtown. You know, we have shops, boutiques, restaurants, you know, stores, appliance stores. We have a good variety downtown around our square. And I think that's an attraction to people to come here, you know, to spend the day, to do a little shopping, and then to eat at one of our restaurants. And I think Frankfort's blessed in that way.
I agree. And I have to say, I love in the last couple of years, it seems like people have really done, and I know Main Street has played a part in that. I know you guys have helped guide that in doing some new facades and making our downtown look better. And I've been super pleased with the way our downtown is looking.
Absolutely. Our Redevelopment Commission has a grant that they can apply for the downtown businesses. They can get up to $20,000 as a match to do their facades, and I'm like you. I think that's helped a lot in the downtown area, and I think it's important that, you know, we continue that program, because not everybody can afford to get their small business going, you know, plus take care of the facades and all that goes with that. So I'm so happy that our Redevelopment Commission has taken on that program.
Well, you help a lot with your Sparkling Success programs by bringing in people to talk about how, you know, their journeys and how their journeys have impacted their lives, and how much of that we ourselves as attendees can take that back and apply it to ours. So let's talk about the next one that's coming up here on the 20th.
Coming up on the 20th. It's at 11:30 at the Neighborhood Center. They can call Ken Black or Andrea in my office to make reservations, and we're really excited to have our speaker here. And, you know, the whole thing was to get that motivation going, to get people, you know, engaged and to care about our communities and to listen to success stories by others.
Can we talk about the elephant in the room a little bit? And I know that it doesn't really affect you from the standpoint that the sheriff's department is an elected official here, but that has kind of brought a little cloud over our community here recently. How are you folks, from your standpoint, and again, I know it's separate, but how have you been trying to kind of re-brain everybody to think, okay, it's still a good community, and we still have great folks here. This is just kind of a one little mishap that we've got, you know, we're dealing with. What have you done from your office to kind of help continue to bring a positive light to town?
You know, I tell my department heads, I tell Kimberly, Andrea, it's like, we have to stay positive. We have to bring the good things to the community. Let them know this is a great community. You know, we're not the only community that faces these types of situations. It doesn't make all of us bad. It doesn't make it a bad place to live. We have a great community. We work together. We have so many not-for-profits. We have our churches. We have individuals, so many people that still believe in our community. And I think it's important that every chance that any of us get, that we promote those positive things that are going on. And there's going to be so much more going on. Like, you know, like you said, this is something that's going on with our community, definitely has an effect on us. But that's one thing that I say about yesterday with the National Day of Prayer. Our community needed that. We need to be praying for each other, you know, for each organization, each person. You know, let's bring this all to God and ask Him to bless us and to use each one of us in any way that He might want to.
Absolutely. And I was somewhere the other day and they're like, oh, you're from the community where the sheriff thing is going on. And I said, yeah, but have you been to our concert series?
I just redirected.
I just redirected right away. That's right. We bring some great concerts to town. And they just looked at me and like, Well, we do have a lot. We have a lot of good things happening, a lot of things to be blessed about. Talk about the budget a little bit. You know, we're just, we're only into May here. How are things looking financially? I know that, you know, things are going to continue to get a little tighter with the way things are laid out now, but talk about budget a little bit. I know that every morning you sit down and look at our numbers. How are we doing financially?
You know, I'm really satisfied with how we're doing. You know, we have a budget that we have to basically live by, you know, to make sure that we stay within that budget. And I feel like my department heads have done very well this year. They know that, you know, we don't even get now our property tax draw for a few weeks, you know. So this is kind of a tight time these first few months. But once we get that property tax draw, you know, more money will be available. But I think we're doing great. I think that I have department heads in place that realize the importance of the budget and to stay within that. Spending is something, you know, that we look at. You know, before we go spend, let's make sure, you know, is this really a need or is it a want? You know, so let's go through that. So I feel like it's a big job that the Board of Works has to make sure that we, you know, look over each expenditure and make sure that we're doing what we feel is fiscally responsible for our citizens.
Yeah, no, I agree. And like you said, it is such a tight thing to be able to maintain those budgets and stay on those budgets. Especially with, I mean, you guys are actually looking just like the rest of us, tightening your belts now, getting prepped for next year. And not knowing what's going to happen.
All right. Mayor, we do have a caller on the line. Carl, you have a question for the mayor today?
Yes. Judy, you're doing a good job, but I hate talking negative, but I'm just giving you my opinion. What's that Mac machine in the cigar store? What are they going to do with that?
Oh, the cigar store? Is that what you're... It's kind of hard
machine,
to hear you, Carl.
Yeah, Mac machine in the cigar store.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, well, the Redevelopment Commission is interested in taking over the old Mac machine building. And so then at that time, it's not as strict for them as it is for, like, the city. Like, they can take that over, and then they can make sure what goes into there, and they don't have to necessarily go by appraised value, those type things. So they're going to take it as an economic development tool. That's kind of the plans that they're looking at right now. If everything is successful, then they will take that over, and then they will, you know, help reach out and try to find somebody that would be interested in that. And then what was the other one, the cigar?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay. Yes. Well, it's my understanding that it has sold and that there is going to be like a market type thing. They said there's one in Kokomo similar to it, so I'm not really that sure about what it is, but I was thinking probably individual people could have, you know, shops within that building. And I know that's being worked on right now. I mean, it's kind of new, and we don't know all the details for sure, but there again, I think it's going to be another successful thing. I can't think of the company that they said in Kokomo, but they have a similar thing there.
Similar to a Treasure Mart or something like that.
Yeah, that's it. I think it's a Treasure Mart. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're working on things. We're trying to get buildings filled.
Can you still hear me?
She can, yes.
Well, I want to know, when are we going to get a new city garage with a big building to keep all... We got millions and millions of dollars sitting out there in the lot that's not covered with calcium and salt and everything. They need a brand new garage big enough to keep all our millions of dollars equipment in, and a washer that will pressurize all that calcium and salt off that equipment. We don't give the city people that take care of our streets and everything. They're the hardest workers we have in Draper, Indiana. And we don't give them what they need. When are we going to build them a new building?
You know, that is a concern. I don't know if you knew or not, but when we made that change with the recycling where we're no longer sorting the recycling, all that. We cleaned that building out, so we're able to put a few more pieces of equipment in there. Over the last few years, I know we've checked, you know, what the cost would be for a new building and how we could afford doing that going forward. And that's something that's still there. I mean, we're still thinking about how can we do that? How can we afford to, you know, put up a building that we truly need to take care of the equipment? Because that equipment's expensive.
One of those things to put on a CIP, right?
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and you got to get the fire station done first.
Yeah.
Anything else,
well,
Carl?
That's done by...
Oh, he's got more.
Okay.
Now, I want to tell you something. Everybody, it's on the news. It's on 13-6-8. They're talking about our sheriff and his wife. Okay? They haven't done anything worse than what our politicians have done in Washington, D.C. If you're going to punish them, then punish our politicians. It's a sad, sad, sad situation we're in right now, Judy. And God bless you, and have a wonderful weekend. That's my positive right there.
There you go.
Thank you. I'm all about the positive.
That's right. Thanks, Carl. Have a good day.
Thank you, Carl.
At least you don't have to wonder what he's thinking.
He's a good guy.
That's right. You don't have to wonder where he stands, do you?
No.
All right, Mayor. Anything else you would like to add for us today? We always appreciate you coming on and being willing to answer questions and take phone calls. Anything else you'd like to share with us today?
You know, just a couple more things, just to remind people, you know, the Memorial Day program on May 25th downtown at the courthouse. So I hope everyone can attend that. You know, our street department's going to have an auction coming up June the 6th. So there's things that, you know, we need people. You need to look on your calendars and see what's going on. Check our Facebook page, you know, social media, and concert series. So May is when our concert series starts, May 28th.
Yes, looking forward to it.
That?
I know. I'm looking forward to it. That's another one of those things that I know summer's kind of here, so I'm definitely looking forward to it.
And we're hoping for a lot of sunshine.
Yes, fingers crossed.
Exactly. So, you know, I guess my biggest thing right now is let's try to stay positive. You know, let's try to be encouraged by the good things that are going on in our community, you know, in our state, in our nation. Because there are good things. Sometimes the bad things just try to overrun it. But we have so many things to be thankful for. We're very blessed in this community. And so I just hope that everybody has a great weekend and get out and enjoy the nice weather, I hope. It's nice weather.
That's right. Fingers crossed it comes our way here soon. Mayor, thank you so much for joining us today. Always great to have you on, and we appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, and again, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. The same to you both.
Thank you. Take care. Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets on Party Line today, and some other things that we want to remind you about happening this weekend. The free community shred is happening with the Farmers Bank today. It's at the Lebanon Financial Center. That's from 11 o'clock until 1. And then tomorrow, Frankfort at the Clinton County 4-H Grounds, 1701 South Jackson Street, 9 o'clock until 11. So two things happening this weekend as far as Shred It Days with the Farmers Bank. Again, today, Lebanon, and tomorrow at the Fairgrounds. Also, don't forget all the events starting at the library, 4 o'clock until 8 today, Landscapes of America. The display goes on through the end of the month, but they're having several things today. Market and demonstrations. They're having storytellers. They're having Volunteer of the Year recognition. And then historian David Hovde is coming in to discuss the book, The History of Archaeology and Fort Weotnon, 300 Years in the Making. And then a concert by Dulcimer Gathering. That's all happening at the library. It's also starting today, Mother's Day weekend event at BCS Boutique and Garden in Michigan Town. It's 9 o'clock until 6 today and tomorrow. And then they're also going to be open for Mother's Day tomorrow at BCS. You can look forward to breakfast with our friends at Prep and Go. They're going to have coffee cake, breakfast pizza by the slice, yogurt parfait. Then they're going to have lunch as well, tuna or chicken salad boxes, and all kinds of things. Lots of vendors coming in to BCS Boutique for their weekend event. Also, there's going to be a free pancake breakfast tomorrow, 8 o'clock until 11. This is at Slabby's, and all proceeds benefit CRAM. Tickets are $8 at the door, and they're doing that for the concert that will be coming up then during the Hot Dog Festival. Also tomorrow, of course, is the Frankfort Outdoor Market, and that starts at 9 o'clock and runs until 1 there downtown. And then tomorrow is also Talk About Mental Health. It's the 5K Walk and Run with our friends at Healthy Communities. That's 10 o'clock at Prairie Creek Park. Tomorrow at Indiana Beach. Don't forget, Indiana Beach actually is open this weekend.
Yep.
And it's their first concert as well. And again, you can't beat the group name Midlife Crisis. So down with that name. So that's really
Senior Sundays for $10.
Don't forget, of course, it is Mother's Day weekend. So that's very important as well. So if you haven't done it yet, don't be running out on Sunday morning to get a cheap card. And
no, check out flowers. Big deals.
Check out big deals.
Lots of good stuff. Lots of good, sweets and baked a cookie company there. You can get on there. You can get $10 for 5 certificate. You got, Sweet Salvation Bakery in Delphi, same deal. You can get a $5 gift certificate for $4. Get mom some sweet stuff.
And they both have cinnamon rolls too. Mm-hmm. Very good. All right, yep. We're going to end today with since we know Indiana Beach is having opening weekend, and I did end up talking to Tom yesterday. I'll tell you about that. He goes, I forgot, didn't I? And I go, that's okay. He was supposed to be our guest, I don't know, one day this week, and he missed calling in. But we do have a 4-pack of Indiana Beach tickets to give away right now in honor of opening weekend. If you'd like to be the winner of a 4-pack of Indiana Beach tickets, just be the first caller right now at 659-3338, 659-3338 for a 4-pack of tickets to Indiana Beach. Have a great and safe weekend, everybody. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.